Good evening. In the news tonight, two of the suicide bombers in the attack on an airport and a metro in Brussels are identified. New York City officials speak out against Islamophobia and comments by Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Wednesday, March 23, 2016. The names and nationalities of people killed or injured in Tuesday's devastating bomb attacks in Brussels are beginning to emerge. They point to people from many origins, reflecting the cosmopolitan nature of Brussels. So far, 34 people are dead, 270 injured. However, officials caution there may be more casualties. Officers from the Belgian Federal Police's disaster victim identification team are poring over remains. It's a grisly process identifying the casualties. There are around 40 nationalities among the dead and wounded, citizens of Britain, Colombia, Ecuador, France, Portugal, and the U.S., as well as 3 to 4 staff from the European Union's executive arm, the European Commission. Brussels is home to many migrants, as well as numerous international institutions, chief among them the headquarters of the 28-nation European Union. President Obama is in Argentina.
Today, the people of the United States and Argentina stand with the Belgian people and express our extraordinary sorrow for the losses that they've experienced.
Obama says we understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries have known the scourge of terrorism.
And we've seen our own citizens impacted by this kinds of senseless, vicious violence. As I told Belgium's Prime Minister yesterday, the United States will continue to offer any assistance that we can to help investigate these attacks and bring attackers to justice. We will also continue to go after ISIL aggressively until it is removed from Syria and removed from Iraq and is finally destroyed. The world has to be united against terrorism, and we can and we will defeat those who threaten the safety and security not only of our own people, but of people all around the world.
Because U.S. citizens were impacted by the attacks, the FBI is involved in the investigation.
Une photo montrant les trois suspects a été diffusée. L'auteur au milieu de la photo, qui est l'un des deux kamikazes, a été identifié grâce à ses empreintes. Il s'agit de Ibrahim El Bakraoui, né à Bruxelles le 9 octobre 1986, de nationalité belge.
So far, Belgian authorities have identified two of the suicide bombers. They are two brothers, Belgian citizens. Prosecutor Frederick Van Loo said Brahim El Bakraoui was the airport attacker. His brother, Khalid, targeted the metro. Each of them blew themselves up at those locations. At least one of the brothers is believed to have links to Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam. Police are actively searching for the third suspect. The two brothers are believed to have detonated explosives in their luggage. Belgian officials believe the third man's explosives did not go off, and he's the one who's on the run. Here at home, Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bratton say there is no terrorist threat to New York City at the present time. They ramped up security across the city. At a news conference last night, the two spoke out against Islamophobic comments made by Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz.
I just have to say it's reprehensible.
De Blasio is speaking about Cruz calling for the reinstatement of NYPD surveillance in Muslim neighborhoods.
His comments are not about safety and security. It's demagoguery. We have 900 Muslim American officers in the NYPD. We have peace-loving, law-abiding Muslim Americans in neighborhoods all over New York City. They should be respected like all other members of our community. So the question is, if any individual might commit a crime, if any individual might commit an act of terror, we're going to be all over them. And again, NYPD has extraordinary ability to deal with any threat or any lead. But to paint an entire community with that brush is absolutely counterproductive. By the way, it's immoral. It does not conform with American values, but it's also counterproductive. It's a great way to alienate thousands and thousands of people and make them feel like they don't belong in this country, and that's not good for anyone.
The unconstitutional surveillance of the Muslim community was disbanded amid complaints of religious and racial profiling. Ted Cruz wants it to be used as a model for police departments nationwide. Then Donald Trump said the city had had the finest surveillance of the whole radical Islam situation that there is, and he joined Cruz in blaming the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, for ending it. NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton reminds Ted Cruz that he lives in the U.S. of A.
We don't need a president that doesn't respect the values that form the foundation of this country. As the mayor mentioned, I have over 900 very dedicated officers in this department, many of whom do double duty. They serve as active duty members of the U.S. military in combat, something the senator has never seen. So before he starts denigrating any population group, take a close look at who he's denigrating. I take great offense at his characterization of that whole population, particularly with my intimacy with the population in my organization of Muslim officers who are willing to sacrifice their lives in foreign countries and every day step up willing to sacrifice their lives here. So the senator basically, he's really out of line with his comments.
Amen. Well,
President Obama also spoke out against Cruz's comments.
As far as the notion of having surveillance of neighborhoods where Muslims are present, I just left a country that engages in that kind of neighborhood surveillance, which, by the way, the father of Senator Cruz escaped for America, the land of the free. The notion that we would start down that slippery slope makes absolutely no sense. It's contrary to who we are. And it's not going to help us defeat ISIL.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. As a result of the Peter Liang trial in the death of Akai Gurley, a New York City police officer has been stripped of her gun and badge. This is amidst a probe into whether officers were improperly trained on CPR. Officers testified in the Liang manslaughter trial that they weren't given proper CPR training and didn't help Akai Gurley as he lay dying because they didn't feel they were qualified. Officer Liang was convicted of manslaughter in the death of Gurley after Liang accidentally fired into a darkened stairwell. Commissioner Bratton, who launched the probe after hearing about the testimony, says CPR training is highly important. The investigation continues. In the ongoing fight for a $15 minimum wage, several possible compromises are being discussed in Albany. Potential changes to Governor Cuomo's proposal to enact a $15 minimum wage include a slower phase-in of the increase. Other ideas include exempting farms, small businesses, or teen workers from the wage mandate. Another option would be to temporarily halt the scheduled increases in the event of a recession. Cuomo has made the $15 wage hike his key priority for the year. He wants lawmakers to include it in a state budget deal expected to be worked out by April 1st. And finally, labor students and city officials gathered today to remember the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. It took the lives of 146 mostly young immigrant women workers. The fire helped inspire the union movement and institute worker protections and fire safety laws. It started on the 8th floor of the building in Lower Manhattan. The latter only reached the 6th. Today's ceremony included the reading of the names of victims and a tribute from the New York Fire Department. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.